Hello, bowlers. Welcome back to Bowlers in Pajamas. We are here with another episode with Jihan and Shubham, who is under the name of Papa Perez, as we have, I mean, we can clearly know where his loyalties lie now. Well, the third UCL final from our Bowlers in Pajamas, where it all started a couple of years ago, when I guess Bayern won against Paris Saint-Germain by 1-0 in the final. So we have Real Madrid versus Liverpool in Paris tomorrow. The same time almost. So, Shubham, I'll come with you. Being a Madridista, so how do you feel about it? I mean, Karim Benzema's form and Real Madrid after, getting the humiliation of that European Super League, and now they're in Champions League final. So what do you say about it?
Nothing, just the thing that they're bossing all the leagues, I mean all the competitions, so why not create a Super League as well and boss that as well. So no matter what league you create, Real Madrid will definitely boss it. And coming to this final, definitely Real Madrid is going to win because Mane and Salah will score a couple of goals for sure because that is a very free-flowing side. But I'm heavily dependent on Vinny and Benzema to gel up again and score a few more goals than them and give us the 14th.
Wow, that's some confidence you have. So we'll go to the other person who loves Manchester United as much as he hates Liverpool. So Jihan, I mean, I think I'm assuming you are Team Madrid for tomorrow. So how do you see this tie now? I mean, many outlets are reporting that Liverpool are the kind of favorites for the tomorrow's tie. So what do you say about it? Jihan?
Yep.
Yes,
Can
so
you
as I
hear
was
me?
telling you, like, how do you rate tomorrow's tie? I mean, things to look forward heading into
Wow, it's going to be head to head according to me, Padash. I agree with Shubham. Hopefully Real Madrid will boss the game. As you know, experience counts more. They are the kings of UCL. And that will, you know, they have that advantage also. And
it.
Paris, obviously, home to Karim Benzema, who is in a very alien form right now, literally way above the rest. So obviously I would take Real Madrid, you know, at the top because you know the way they outplayed, I wouldn't say outplayed, but the way they came back in all the ties against PSG, Chelsea and Man City, you know, literally sums their season up. And you know, and they literally proved that why they are the kings of UCL. And obviously I see them lifting the 14th times UCL. So, yep, Real Madrid favorites for me, but obviously I won't count Liverpool out because obviously they will be looking to revenge the 2018 final. And especially Mohamed Salah, the way he is reaching to play the final after what happened to him. But unfortunately, like fortunately for him, that man, like Ramos, is not there, you know, dislocate his shoulder again. But I wouldn't be surprised if Eder Militao or someone like David Alaba could do it for that, so I would do that again. So, but yeah, but I still see Real Madrid will edge this out.
Okay, so you know what, like coming to the bit tactical battles here. So couple of years before, when the present Real Madrid's manager Ancelotti was in charge of Napoli, I assume. I think he was having that privilege of facing Liverpool twice. I mean, overall four ties across 2 seasons in the Champions League group stages, and all the four games Liverpool were given headaches. Klopp was literally clueless at some point with the formation of 4-4-2. And I definitely think that is going to be the case from tomorrow also, with Vinny and Karim Benzema starting ahead. And somehow, the name of Valverde actually flew under the radar along with Camavinga. So, Gian, I mean, sorry, Shubham, what do you think about it? Like, if you think deep enough, the substitutes worked, and even Valverde's, how to say, the resurgence actually kind of helped Real to push for the wins in the recent games too, even in La Liga, the final stretch of them. So what do you say about it?
What happens is Valverde gets free hand on the right-hand side of the pitch, right? So it's always like 60-70 minutes to Valverde and then Rodrigo comes on. Then Valverde shifts to the midfield, right? So that's what the pattern is. Kroos goes out, Valverde shifts back to the midfield and then Rodrigo comes on the right-hand flank and then they just create havoc for the sides. So that has been the case the entire season. And I think that will probably be the same. Valverde definitely provides like unlimited pace like throughout the 90 minutes. So even if it is 89th minute of the game, you will see him, you know, sprinting all the way off the court. So that's the power he brings. And then coming to the attacking step, he'll definitely add much more to it because the chances he creates is very good. Plus, when you combine it with Modric as well, so I don't think how long he will play, but till the day he plays, he'll keep on creating chances for everyone forward. So yeah, that's the case.
Well, that's well put. So, Gian, I mean, coming to the Liverpool's midfield here, I think Thiago and Fabinho are actually included in the squad. But honestly, I'm not sure whether they're fully fit enough to start the tie. So, in case if either of them are not there, it's going to be a very tough, you know, midfield battle for Liverpool to control because Real, in all probabilities, will go with four midfield, you know, formations. So, what do you think about it? Can Liverpool cope up with the absence of both Fabinho and Thiago?
You know, all of Liverpool squad, including Jurgen Klopp, knows Thiago and Fabinho, both are injured and, you know, not even 10% fit to play, especially Thiago, because he has a very bad tear in his leg and, you know, they're just playing mind games with Real. It is obvious, but they're just trying to, you know, add up more pressure. But yeah, they both, I guess, one of them, I think Fabinho could start in the 11, maybe risk it out. But still, it's a big, it will be a big loss because if he gets injured, it will be one substitution and, you know, one big player down. Thiago already is an injury prone player. But yeah, it is going to be a big loss for Liverpool in midfield because knowing Real Madrid, you know, knowing Real Madrid's counter attack is, it's absolutely going to be maddening if both Fabinho and Thiago missing out. You know, provides Thiago has some great assists this season to Salah and, you know, Mane both. So, it's going to be a big, big loss for Liverpool.
Okay, so before winding up with the predictions and everything, I would like to see which 1v1 battles you're excited. Like, for me personally, I'll go with Vinny versus Trent. Because, obviously, Vinny's pace, Trent's pathetic defensive skills. I really want to see how he's going to exploit that particular left side area. So, Gian, over to you. And which 1v1 do you think will be lighting up tomorrow?
Vinicius Jr. versus Sir Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Nice. So, Shubham, up to you. Are you going with Karim Benzema versus VVD or the same as us?
No, Karim Benzema versus the goalkeeper, Alisson.
Come on, Shubham. I'm always coming out with some out-of-the-box dumb answers. Fuck, man.
That is how Real Madrid have been into the UCL final this year.
So, guys, what are your predictions for this? Shubham,
Real Madrid winning 3-1. 4-2 Real Madrid.
I'm going with extra time. I think Real will win in penalties. I think Liverpool already had too much luck with penalties this season in cup finals. So, I definitely don't think they'll win if it goes to penalties. So, any ending notes, Shubham, from you? Except Real Madrid.
Yeah, just a small note to Mbappe, like, see your club. I mean, spending $1 billion or $1 trillion won't, like, give you the league and all. So, yeah, have a great time speaking all the crumbles in PSG. You won't get there.
Shubham, one thing. Mbappe really took all of you to your ride, huh? I mean, legit ride for years.
Are pagal aadmi hai sala, fucking idiot. No, I mean, seriously, I mean, it literally sums up his career now. He wants money, not football. Simple as that.
He just wants to be the best farmer in Paris. So, I have a house in Paris. I don't want to move to Spain. Oh my God.
Come on, guys. He's 23 and he's not even yet is near his prime. By this time, his Paris contract expires, he will be entering his prime. Come on.
I'll tell you what will happen down the line, okay? He'll just end up becoming the next Neymar. So much potential and then bling, bling, bling. Okay, that's all. Every weekend he flirts with a new club. Roma is my favorite club. AC Milan is my favorite club. Childhood club. Liverpool is my childhood club.
Liverpool is my mom's favorite club. Come on, so many clubs he mentioned that other time.
Yuck.
Every other team is his childhood club. Bhai, kya? What was he, man?
Okay. Well, I think this is going to be a very tough summer for Raw. Madrid fans considering they lost out on their free transfer Mbappe. So, Gian, over to you. Not the Mbappe topic, but any closing notes for the tie?
No, I feel Liverpool fans did deserve it. They bottled the Premier. They did bottle the Premier League. They didn't win the Premier League. No time for them to, you know, pack their bags and go back home and sleep, because I know Real Madrid are going to come out on top. Trophy is coming home to Madrid.
Okay, I'm not going with so much hatred like you both, because I'm sensible and testing it. So
bro, United
I really wish
fan.
That
I
Real
will have a
Madrid
soft
wins
corner
it
for Real
deep
Madrid.
inside, because I am a
One
true
thing which
supporter
might
of Spanish football.
too much gap between the games that might hurt Real Madrid. It has been like a
you
week.
Know, Shubham, I'll add to that, you know, on the other hand, Liverpool won't have much rest according to what you're trying to say, because, you know, Real Madrid will be fresh. They will be completely, you know, ready and, you know, 100%. Liverpool, on the other hand, have just played one of the final only on Sunday. I mean, they gave their 400% in that game, and they even had to risk Mohamed Salah bringing him on in the 67th minute. So, you know, that is another thing. Though he was not fit even 30% for sure. He couldn't, we saw he was hardly running, yet he scored a goal, of course, but that was, he was just sprinting around. That's going to be a very big
the
test for them.
Would want like 3 days gap here. I mean, Real would have preferred 3 less holidays, and maybe Liverpool would have needed 3 more holidays. Well, that's
maybe
how it is.
You'll see.
Okay, so I'm winding up here, guys. So guys, this is our take on UCL final preview. So we'll be back with more content regarding this once the game is over. So we really hope the top two teams to battle it out on the field. So, and yeah, that's it. So stay tuned and for more awesome content. Thank you.